On the front lines of the opioid crisis, it's a familiar story. The addict whose first exposure to opioids was a legitimate prescription, usually from an MD, but sometimes from a dentist. In 2012, the last year for which we have data, dentists ranked number 5 among primary care providers for opioid prescriptions. In this part of the program, opioids, dentists, and pain.
We're in the pain business. People come to see us when they're in pain, or after we've treated them, they leave in pain.
Paul Moore teaches at the University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine. He's an advocate for non-opioid pain treatments for dental pain, like Advil, Aleve, and Naproxen.
Those agents are every bit as effective as one Vicodin or one Percocet. And that's been shown over and over and over again.
But Moore recalls making that point to an oral surgeon from Billings, Montana, and he says the oral surgeon reminded him of the business imperatives of dentistry in a small, competitive market. Here's what Moore says the oral surgeon told him.
There are 3 oral surgeons, and if my referral base found out I didn't prescribe Vicodin, it would be implied that I don't care about their pain after I take out their wisdom teeth, and I'd lose all my business.
Those are prescriptions for legitimate patients. I went to Massachusetts, which has taken the lead in trying to reduce opioid prescription abuse. A 2016 law controls how health providers can prescribe opioids.
I have 95 residential beds, long-term treatments.
Fred Newton runs Hope House, a Boston addiction treatment center.
Here we have a lot of turnover. If they would tell you the call of the streets is very strong to them.
One of the residents is 59-year-old Sean Bishop. He's been in and out of rehab for a dozen years, and he recalled for me how he learned to play dentist for pills.
I have dentures, and I did it accidentally. Actually, I went to have some legitimate work done, and I got some Percocets, and I realized that by going to another dentist, I could get some more Percocets.
Addicts frequently forego dental care, so their teeth are often painful. Sean Bishop recalls a friend and fellow addict named Mark and how they would go to a dentist together.
He would look at our teeth, or Mark's teeth in particular. He had bad teeth. He would look at his teeth and say, yeah, we need to take this one, and this one. And Mark would say, well, I can't do it today. Can we make an appointment for next week? And the doctor would say, yeah, and he'd write him a prescription of Percocets. And he kept bad teeth and kept toothaches just so he could do that, you know.
In Massachusetts, doctors and dentists are now limited to a 7-day supply for the first opioid prescription. They also have to consult the multi-state database of prescriptions known as the PMP, the Prescription Monitoring Program, to see if the patient is on any other opioid medication. These new rules are part of a law that was a special cause for Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. And he says there are also rules that mandate teaching about treating pain.
At least at the medical school level and the dental school and nursing school and pharmacy school level, you don't graduate from those places without having studied this stuff and understanding both the positives and the negatives associated with using it. In addition to that, making sure that as a condition of relicensure, you're getting everybody who's writing prescriptions as part of that process.
Baker was persuaded to address this issue after campaigning and hearing the stories people told of an overdose, or at least an addiction in the family, an addiction that often started with a prescription.
20, 30, 40 pills, 50, 60 pills, which are the kinds of numbers I was hearing about when I was out and about as a candidate from a lot of these moms and dads. You know, we created a whole community here of people who literally had their body chemistry altered by the amount of this pain medication they were taking.
Reducing the size and number of these prescriptions could mean using less dangerous, non-addictive painkillers. But it could also mean talking with patients differently about pain. For decades, healthcare providers, having been criticized for under-treating pain, prescribed more and more opioids. Well, now the pendulum is swinging back. David Keith, an oral surgeon at Massachusetts General Hospital, says the aim of being pain-free sounds great, but
I think it does us a disservice making us and the patients assume that they should have a total smiley face and a zero level of pain. That's not the real world. And so we take a tooth out, we do a dental implant, you're going to be sore for a couple of days, but that doesn't mean you can't go to work.
Dr. Keith told me that he heard some resistance from dentists to writing smaller prescriptions. What argument does he hear in favor of prescribing 20 pills instead of 5, 6, or 7 after an extraction?
Because I've always done it that way, is the usual answer, and I think you've hit on the problem here, or at least one of the problems.
And one of the solutions being tried is to teach new dentists to do it differently.
So this is the teaching practice. So this is where we have actually postgraduates. We have programs in all the different dental specialties.
Jeff Schaefer teaches pain management at Harvard School of Dental Medicine. He took part in writing the core competencies in prescription drug misuse that Massachusetts dental students now have to demonstrate. They have to learn how to screen for substance abuse and how to refer a patient for treatment.
I'm going to put your temporary crown back on, and then we'll check the occlusion, make sure everything is okay when you bite down.
That's fourth-year dental student Sam Lee at the teaching practice at Harvard Dental School. Lee was one of a group of fourth-year students I sat down with.
Kelly Moore, nice to meet you. Daisy Gee, how are you?
Daisy, nice to meet you.
John Shapiro.
Samuel Lee, nice to meet you.
Good. Lee and his fellow dental students, like Daisy Gee, have to be taught about prescribing opioids and assessing patients for substance use disorder.
This is something that our predecessors really haven't had to deal with until recently, and I think dentists are, for example, one of the highest prescribers of opioids. So I think we're all having a shift in terms of perspective of how to treat pain away from opioids.
I asked the dental students what they've learned about pain. Kelly Moore works at a community health center.
You can approach it from opioid therapy. You can approach it from different neuropathy drugs. You can approach it from stretching exercises to meditation to stress and just kind of like exhausting all the options with a patient and exploring what works for a patient and what doesn't.
Sam Lee says it's important to lower expectations of a perfectly pain-free outcome.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst, if we can get you to maybe a 4 or 5, could you live with that and still function daily? And if the answer is yes, then I think it's important to have that patient understand that that's what we're going to try and maintain as the new normal for them.
And John Shapiro comes away with the wisdom that pain is relative.
This morning I just came from scaling a root planting. I was digging into this guy's gums and just cleaning everything out and blood everywhere. Didn't flinch. He didn't even need the anesthesia. But then I've had other patients where you can just touch their tooth and they'll jump. They'll scream. They'll just say it hurts. And so pain is relative, but it's also really difficult to quantify.
And that's a dilemma dentists face. We experience pain in very individual ways. The prescription we get for pain shouldn't just be so big that it covers all possibilities. Again, Professor Jeff Schaefer of Harvard Dental School.
Dentistry is part of the problem, and I think that hurts, that we've been over-prescribing medications. And, you know, having a standard regimen to give every patient is not appropriate.
He offered this measure of the urgency of teaching addiction issues to all dental students in the nation. Typically, Schaefer told me, a new standard may be phased in over time. This summer, the Commission on Dental Accreditation said, start doing it right away.